This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. The echoes of Moab are growing louder. Yahuwah has laid bare the schemes of Edom, and their whispers now fill the very airwaves. For generations, we have witnessed Edom's hand upon Israel, not with the clash of swords, but with the subtle poison of illusion and deceit. They prioritize political maneuvering, the endless game of power, over righteous judgment, a pattern the prophets identified long ago, a prideful arrogance that blinds them to their inevitable end. Obadiah spoke of their haughtiness, their dwelling in the clefts of the rock, believing themselves secure. But Yahuwah sees all, and their security is a fleeting illusion. Consider the mouth of Babylon, what they call the media, the purveyors of information, the shapers of perception. They claim objectivity, neutrality, but they are instruments of a fallen kingdom, echoing the boasts of a power built on rebellion against Yahuwah. This is the spirit of Esau, forever embittered by a birthright relinquished, now seeking to diminish Israel not through open warfare, but through the control of narrative. They present a world divorced from truth, a realm of fleeting images and manufactured consent. Their entertainment is not refreshment for the soul, but a deliberate distraction from the coming reckoning. They peddle narratives of victimhood and injustice, yet remain willfully blind to the true suffering of scattered Israel, afflicted and dispersed among the nations. The pillars of Babylon are beginning to crack, aren't they? Yeshayahu warned of this, of the foundations shaking, of the pride of the arrogant being brought low. We see it in the fracturing alliances, the shifting sands of political power, the increasing instability that permeates every level of their system. They build their empires on vanity, on the illusion of control, but Yahuwah is sovereign over all kingdoms, and He is revealing their weakness. Even in the realm of commerce, Edom's influence is undeniable. The halting of oil by Hengli Petrochemical, bowing to demands from across the sea, is not merely an economic event. It is a symptom of a larger sickness, a manifestation of their attempt to bind Israel, to control the very resources that sustain our people. Ezekiel prophesied of this, of Edom's cruelty towards Israel, of their seizing of possessions, of their turning cities into ruins. This isn't about simple economics, it's about subjugation. Edom seeks to dictate our future, to limit our access to the necessities of life, to ensure our dependence on their systems. They offer temporary relief, a fleeting respite, but it comes at the cost of our freedom, our sovereignty, our connection to the covenant. They think they can control the flow, manipulate the markets, dictate the terms, but Yahuwah is the provider. He is the source of all blessings, and He will not allow His people to be starved or oppressed. The Kodesh commerce is rising, a separation from Babylon's tainted systems, a forging of righteous economic bonds amongst those who remember the covenant. This isn't a rejection of trade, but a realignment with truth, a move towards a system built on justice and integrity. It's a recognition that true wealth lies not in material possessions, but in our relationship with Yahuwah and with one another. The reports speak of instability in the shekel and stone, the very foundations of their financial and physical world. This is not a coincidence. It's a sign, a warning, that the existing order is crumbling. Yeshayahu saw it in the vision of Gog and Magog, a time of upheaval, of judgment, of the exposure of Edom's wickedness. They have built their kingdoms on shifting sands, on the exploitation of others, on the denial of Yahuwah's sovereignty. And now, those foundations are beginning to give way. Mount Seir and Moab continue to resonate in the news, in the geopolitical landscape. These aren't just ancient names, ancient places. They are symbols of Edom's enduring spirit, their relentless pursuit of power, their unwavering opposition to Israel. Yirmiyahu spoke of their judgment, of their desolation, of their becoming a desolate waste. And that judgment is unfolding before our eyes, in the fracturing of their alliances, in the weakening of their economies, in the exposure of their deceit. The watchman remains vigilant, observing the signs, interpreting the prophecies, sounding the alarm. This is not a time for complacency, for apathy, for turning a blind eye to the truth. It is a time for awakening, for repentance, for returning to the covenant. It is a time for scattered Israel to remember who we are, to embrace our heritage, to prepare for the restoration that is promised. Yahuwah is gathering His people, drawing us together from the four corners of the earth. He is rebuilding our broken walls, restoring our lost fortunes, and establishing His kingdom on earth. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.